This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began looking at the promise in Titus 1:2 that God promised before the beginning of time that He would provide a hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ, His Son. This promise was repeated in many different forms throughout the Old Testament, starting way back in the Garden of Eden when God said to Satan in Genesis 3:15, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." Down through the centuries, Satan tried to strike down this promise. At times, it looked as though the seed of the woman coming through the promised line would be decimated, but God intervened miraculously. The focus of the promise was clarified and amplified down through the years. In Deuteronomy 18:18, God told Moses, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him." We saw in Isaiah 7:14 that the promised one would be born miraculously through a virgin. And in Isaiah 9:6, this child would be a son given by God, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Micah 5:2 declares, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." Each of these promises amplified the details of what God was going to do at the time He appointed for the Messiah's arrival.